Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's really important if you're buying or living on the beaches here in Sarasota. We're talking about sea turtle nesting season. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so sea turtle nesting season is a huge deal down here, especially if you own beachfront property or you're thinking about buying. It affects everything from beach access to lighting restrictions. And honestly, a lot of people don't realize how much it impacts their daily life as a resident or property owner.
Okay, so I'm curious, when does this actually happen? Like, what are we talking about time frame wise?
So nesting season runs from May through October, roughly. That's when the sea turtles come ashore to lay their eggs on our beaches here in Sarasota. We're talking about loggerheads, green sea turtles, and occasionally leatherbacks. It's actually pretty amazing when you think about it, but it does come with some real restrictions that people need to understand before they buy property.
No kidding. So what kind of restrictions are we talking about? Like, does that mean you can't go on the beach?
Good question. So on places like Longboat Key, Lido Key, and Siesta Key, there are definitely beach access limitations. Some areas get cordoned off to protect nesting sites. You can still use the beach, but you need to be aware of marked nests and stay away from them. The big one, though, is lighting. Artificial lights disorient hatchlings, so if you own beachfront property, you're going to have strict rules about exterior lighting during nesting season. No bright lights facing the beach, basically.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty significant for someone living right on the water. So if I'm a beachfront homeowner, I'm basically dealing with that for half the year.
Exactly. May through October, yeah. And look, it's not just about the lights either. There are rules about beach furniture, umbrellas, even where you can drive on the beach. Some areas restrict vehicle access entirely during nesting season. It's all designed to protect the nests and give the hatchlings a fighting chance when they make their way to the ocean.
That's actually pretty cool when you think about it from a conservation standpoint. But I imagine for someone shopping for property, this is something they really need to know about up front, right?
Absolutely. If you're considering buying beachfront property in Sarasota, Longboat Key, Lido Key, or Siesta Key, you need to understand these regulations. They affect your property value, they affect your lifestyle, and they definitely affect resale. I always tell buyers to ask about sea turtle nesting protocols before they make an offer. It's not a deal breaker for most people, but it's definitely something you want to go in eyes wide open.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So what would you say to someone who's like, David, I love the beach, but this sounds kind of restrictive. Is it really worth it?
I'd say, look, you're living in one of the most beautiful places in Florida. The sea turtle nesting season is part of what makes these beaches special. It's a small price to pay, honestly. Plus, a lot of residents actually find it meaningful to be part of protecting these endangered species. And practically speaking, it's only 5 months out of the year. The other 7 months, you've got full beach access and all the benefits of beachfront living. It's a trade-off, but it's a really good one. Thanks for having me. And hey, if anyone has questions about beachfront properties or what nesting season really means for their situation, they know where to find me. It's a conversation worth having before you buy.